Coast Radio News for Tuesday, June 16, 2020. I'm George Henry. Outbreaks of the coronavirus have climbed again for Oregon. OHA is reporting 184 new cases of COVID-19 and 4 new deaths, bringing the death total to 180. The 4 new deaths all had underlying health conditions. 2 individuals were in their 70s, 1 in their 80s, and 1 in their 60s. All were reported from Clackamas County. 99 of the new cases were reported in Union County. OHA and Union County Public Health are responding to the outbreak. Here in Lane County, there are 4 new cases of the virus. All are being reported in the Eugene-Springfield area and include a person under the age of 10, another in their teens, and a third in their 30s, and a student at the University of Oregon. All are self-isolating at home. There are 90 cases known in Lane County, but currently there are only 8 active cases. According to the Oregon Health Authority, if you smoke or vape, you are more likely to have severe symptoms of COVID-19 should you contract the illness. The OHA reports that you double the risk of developing respiratory issues, including the coronavirus. The OHA offers help in quitting, says you can improve your health within days and weeks of stopping. Information is available at quitnow.net/Oregon. Port of Sayus Law Commission will hold a meeting tomorrow at 7 p.m. People can take part in the meeting through teleconference. According to their printed agenda, the meeting will consist on approving financials and discussing occupancy at the campground. The meeting will begin at 7 p.m. Information on the meeting and how to participate are on the port's website, portofsayuslaw.com. Next Monday, the City of Florence City Council will hold back-to-back special meetings via video conference. The first meeting will be to consider an application for a 2020 Community Development Block Grant from Business Oregon to support COVID-19 emergency assistance for low to moderate income worker training. The meeting will begin at 5:30 p.m. Monday, June 22nd. Western Lane Community Foundation deadline for scholarship applications is June 30th. Applications can be found at wlcfonline.org. Qualifications for the scholarships can also be found at the WLCF website. They say so far response has been limited. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, June 16th, 2020.